Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
What's up, good people? Merry Christmas, happy holidays. You know, it's holiday season. I got the Santa hat on. You already know what it is. New episode of King's Landing. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and follow me at triple_the_king_ on Twitter. Follow my brother, Brian King, at KingHead57 on Twitter and IG. And shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Follow them on Twitter at the Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnetwork and visit the bcnet.com for more. Losers,
man,
it's the way you act, man, bro. We still have no 3-game win streak under Arthur Smith. Falcons had a prime opportunity to stake their claim for king of the NFC South. I mean, king of a shit pile, but king of the hill. And you know, as usual in a tight game, they fold it.
Like a wet paper towel.
Like a wet paper towel, man. You know, it's getting to a point where new lines in the sand are being drawn in the fan base. And, you know, I'm not really, it is what it is at this point. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I'm not going to argue one way or another. You go out, you had a chance to go 7-6, have a 2-game lead in the South, and you lose 29-25 against the Bucks. And, you know, Ritter is doing the same stuff.
Forget that. The same shit.
The same shit. You got two fumbles, one lost, four safety, and an interception, which he should have thrown three. In a game that we could have scored 30 points.
This is when you get your XP points up as a quarterback. Division lead on the line, you can solidify your chance in the playoffs and prove that you can win in this league. And he proved that he can lose in this league. So
yeah. That was a playoff game. That was the closest thing to a playoff game that they played in 3 years, and we lost by four. And it's like,
also proved that we couldn't put up 30 on the board again.
I know.
Once I saw that 29, I said, oh, checkmate.
Honestly, you could feel it. Like once the Bucks hit like 21, 22, it was like, that's game. Like, you could see it. Like, it's just – and I can't even fully blame Art. Like, that first drive was a work of art, no pun intended. Like,
it was.
They walk down the field, and then Ritter misses a wide-open Bijan.
I could have lobbed it. A little touch. He don't have no touch.
Yeah. Wide-open Bijan. I don't know. You can't defend it. Mm-mm. He's wide open. Your quarterback missed it. That's the truth.
Crowd ready to erupt.
We were all ready. Like, you had walked down the field in a game you lost by four. Them 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 points right there. Like, yes, Kuhn missed two field goals. That's 6 points. That means we should have won 35-29. Like,
right.
The fumble in the end zone, that's 2 points. You should have won 35-27. Like, It's just stuff like that where it's like, you know, and yeah, Art had a moment where he went past happy. I think we had what, 4 out of 5 drives were 3 and outs. You know, he was throwing the ball a lot. But it's also like, bro, like Drake was cooking. Bijan was cooking. Kyle Pitts was cooking. So, like, I ain't too mad at him going, but it's also like he was giving Ridder some basic. He threw one pick where he scanned to the left, trying to look the safety off. He came back to throw the dig to Kyle Pitts and threw it right to the linebacker. And if the linebacker had any kind of hands, it's a pick six.
Yeah.
And it's yeah, it's like I can live with that in one of your first 4 starts. Like that's one of the mistakes he made at the end of last year. Was like, oh, you know, he a rookie, you know, speed of the game, blah 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 blah. Bro, we in start 14 now. Like Tommy DeVito ain't doing that. DTR is not doing that. I don't know why I can't say this man's name. Like you can look at all these other rookies who ain't doing that. And, like, you know, yeah, we was riding with Ridder. But now we got 14 games versus 4 games. And it's like, mm-hmm.
Cool. Trash can.
Basura. Like,
this is why you played at Cincinnati, huh, buddy?
Yeah, man. Like, he's a good backup.
Good backup. Great backup.
He keep the Florida team high. Like, this is one of those ones where if we lost this game because our starting quarterback was out and Ridder got us close to winning, it's like, okay, I ain't mad. But it's like, you the quarterback to win this game?
Right.
I'm sorry. It's just, this is it. Like, you know, I got quarterback, and folks still on Twitter defending him. Again, we were defending him early on. But now that when you are presented with new information.
You must be fluid in your decision-making and adjust accordingly.
Adjust accordingly. I got people sitting here. I said 14 games. Desmond Ridder has he ain't broke 3,000 yards yet. He has 2,974 passing yards. He's on a 63% completion percentage. He's got 11 passing touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and 7 lost fumbles.
Ooh, I didn't know it was 7 lost.
7 lost. He's fumbled 12, lost 7.
Yeah, buddy got to go.
So it's like, and everybody's like, well, you know, Justin Fields this and Josh Allen that. But the upside, they was at least like, all right, get on my back. My dog Ridder is ass for 3 quarters and then turns it on in the 4th quarter. And it's like, bro, if you can't, at this point, it's like, okay, maybe Ridder can have a good second half. That's all I'm begging for. My dog still can't put nothing. He got no consistency.
We can't win like that.
Can't win with him. And then it's like, I'm critical of Art. And it's like, yeah, I'm critical of Art, but then I'm stepping back and I'm like, I don't know what kind of fucking plays the call for Ridder. Because if I got a quarterback who will fumble the ball, who will turn the ball over, who will put the ball in harm's way, I don't know what to call. I can't give him 2 reads because even the safety, you had 2 routes. Two options to throw away, and you still couldn't do that.
And you know it's a play action, a 7-step drop.
It's pat, throw away. My dog was.
Boom, 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 boom. Fumble.
So, yeah, man. I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's just, you know, again, we got new info. People who hated Ridder going into the season of victory lap, and that's cool. He's still going to be a Falcon next season. But
he's like Cowboys fans.
Yeah, man. Hey, told y'all last episode them Cowboys going to kick their asses. I told y'all them Cowboys going to kick their asses. Cowboys went out and curb stomped the Eagles, bro. And look, if we win the South right now, who we playing in the first round? The
Philadelphia Bulldogs.
And the Falcons got a better defense rank than the Bulldog Eagles defense.
What did you say? Go feast on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that secondary be getting cooked.
Cooked, big sorry. Put Kelee Ringo bum ass out there.
No, boy.
Tell, Tell Nolan Smith to go get a sack or something.
Oh man, I haven't heard that name all season, bro. I haven't seen one highlight.
Come on, man. Exactly. They gave the Falcons shit for passing on a D tackle, bro. And Jalen Carter ain't he good, but look, their defense still ass. Cowboys kicked their ass. Niners kicked their ass. They are not the premier team in the NFC. But back to these Atlanta Falcons.
Can you explain to me why we don't feed Cordero?
Because he's old, man. He's a cheerleader at this point, which I'm fine
with. What he could do in the Saints game, though.
I mean, yeah, but
he ain't fall off that much, bro. Like, come on.
This one's for you. Can you tell me why we have Desmond Ridder throwing the ball 40 times still?
We gave Cordero 3 touches.
Can you explain to me why we have Desmond Ridder throwing the ball 40 times? Bro, look, we were cooking when Ridder was throwing the ball 25 times. And we said, cool, let's go for 40.
40.
Yes. And this is the best game. This was the best game of the season, in my opinion. And I said it on Twitter. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to put it on wax. It clearly showed the defense balled out. Everybody's like, oh, the defense gave up 29. The defense balled out. Baker Mayfield didn't even throw for 150 yards. Yeah, they ran for 150. But the defense had them pinned because your offense was goofy as hell doing dumb shit because of your quarterback. You get a competent quarterback, this is probably a 20-point blowout.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like it's one of those things where it's like you saw everything you wanted. All your stars were making plays. AJ had Mike Evans on Alcatraz. Like, even Clark Phillips was making plays. Jesse Bates was making plays. And this is with people out, bro. McGarry was out. Landman was, like, players were out. And it really came down to Ridder cannot carry his weight. Mm-mm. And everybody's like, oh, Drake went for 10 catches, 172 yards. Yes.
That's what he should have been doing. That's what he said he should have been doing.
We should have been what he can do.
This is what has been on this team the whole time. Literally. Waiting for these balls to come. These 11 targets. These 10 catches. If Kyle Pitts, even Kyle Pitts got 6 targets, but we talking about 17 passes out of 40. Where did those other 4? Where did those other 27 go? 23. Right.
This is only Drake's second game of the season with double digit targets. And both time he had double digit targets, he went over 100 yards. Last time he got 12 against the Commanders and gave you 125.
Awful.
Why? This ain't hard. I don't need Jonnu getting that many targets. I don't need Van Jefferson getting that many targets. The ball should go, like the Saints, you know when you get off the bus, the ball going to 3 people. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson.
Thank you.
Them boys gave you 300 yards of offense and 2 touchdowns. That's what the offense should be every time you step off the bus. Because you saw it's like they couldn't do nothing. Every time we got the ball, we rolling. And then Desmond Ridder do some goofy shit. And you're like,
this guy.
So.
That's Drake's buddy, too.
That's his homie, man. I feel bad for him. But, hey, it's football, baby. It's football.
A business.
It's business, man. You got one game.
With Desmond Ridder, sir.
No. I don't think Drake cares. As soon as somebody started launching him that ball. Like, even the ball, even the pass that he mossed Antoine Winfield on. He running a 9 down the sideline. Whole shot.
To a post. Skinny post.
Like, bro, that ball's supposed to be outside on the sideline. Drake probably catches it running in, but my dog has to go and save Ridder.
They said, ooh, Drake is a freak of nature. No, that was a terrible ball.
That boy went and stole that thing, though. So it's like...
And then he climbed up there and caught a,
a hospital ball for the Hail Mary, right?
On the 5. Like, what are we doing, bro? What?
Didn't even get it to the end zone. Stuff like that. It's just little stuff where it's like
to the five, bro.
That's backup type stuff, bro.
To the five. You know how long you know how far you gotta throw it to get it there. Why y'all ain't just run to the end zone? I blame both of them. I blame everybody. Like, there's no way that you can catch this ball on the five. And there's no way you should be throwing this ball right here to the five.
Mm-hmm.
It's foolishness.
Yep. But
are we going to get a passing game coordinator? Can we trade a draft pick for a passing game coordinator?
Come on, baby. We got a whole offseason to talk about it.
They gave us a head start. Yeah, hey. I'm seeing more draft projections than anything on Twitter, on X.
Hey. We still a playoff contention, baby.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We still here.
Not with the product on the field.
I mean, look, the product on other fields are impacting or influencing. So, look, bro, we got the Panthers up next week.
The Bucks?
The Packers in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. So we about to be back in first. We about to be right back in first. Let me go ahead and look for you, bro.
The Taints. I like that one.
So Bucks got Packers, Jags, Saints. And then they end the season against the Panthers. They might go 0-3.
It might go 0-3 for real. That Jags game is going to be underrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's for Florida.
They might go 0-3. And then the Saints got Tommy DeVito, the Giants, the Rams, and the Bucks. And then they ended with us. So, and then we got them good old Panthers. We got the Colts. And we got them bum-ass Bears. So, you know, that's going to be a Justin Fields.
We're going to have an audition for y'all there.
Exactly, man. So
he about to put on the show and dance and say, come get me, Big Pace.
Bring me home, baby. Bring me home.
Come on, man. I ain't trying to be in this cold. Y'all send somebody else up here.
Yeah, so but shoot, we can go ahead and jump into the Panthers, bro. 1-12. You wanna know how damn bad the Falcons are? This is what you get for not scoring 30 points in any one game this season. You get
or to last play. Season. Hell, did we score? When was the last time we scored? Yeah,
we scored 30 points last year. Come on now. Mariota. Nah, Ritter scored 30 against the Bucks.
He did.
We ended the season with 30 burger. Again, it's like, bro, like it was percolating, and now he just is about. It's like Josh Dobbs. You see, Josh Dobbs got benched for Nick Mullins.
I saw that. That was bad.
But yeah, look. The Panthers average 15 points a game. The Falcons average 19 points a game. No. Vegas got us by 3.
3. I said 2. So ass.
Shameful, bro. They said y'all gonna beat the 1-12 Panthers by a field goal.
Trash. Cool gonna hit that bitch with the crossbar.
Oh, walk off field goal. No, nah,
cool. Like, you just became great, sir, and then you just let that shit just go straight down the toilet and flushed.
He don't be on bullshit 2 games in a row. Cool gonna be all right.
I guess.
Cool gonna be all right, bro. He was kicking them with 50 yarders. Like, I can. It's not like he missed a 30 or 40, 30. It's like, okay. Again, tell your quarterback get 10 more damn yards. Cool, missing from the logo. And we mad. Like,
yeah.
I get us being mad.
We're putting that all time at risk of slipping in the ranks.
That's your quarterback. Tell your quarterback get 10 more yards and let
the quarterback and the coach
hit these chip shots. But no, I think this would be like everybody back healthy. like, I can't even blame last game on health. Like, it's not like Ritter was getting sacked. Storm Norton had a decent game. You know, shout out Andre Smith Jr. Black linebacker had a solid game. He caused a fumble at the end of the game.
I know what a linebacker looked like. Caden Ellis still got racked up 10, 7-3. That's acceptable.
Yep.
And he be flying around out there. I like what I see with him. I'm glad we picked him up. We got 3 years on him.
Yep.
That's solid.
So
we don't got to think about that.
Troy come back.
Hey. Yeah.
I mean,
Troy going to have to bring his ass to gear because these linebackers played this year too.
I like it. Troy, you fourth on that depth chart right now, buddy.
Fourth, brother. You've been watching, just like us.
And boy, Troy, I hope he come back hungry. But yeah, I mean, you said what?
What is he injured with?
They never said. It was probably, he probably tore his pec, but it was week five, so he should be fine for camp.
He never announced his man injury. That's some shit. Yeah, he should hurt.
We don't even see him on the sideline either.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's out of sight, out of mind. Like, nigga done died or some shit.
At home.
Yeah. Like, he checked out all the way. Yeah, they're going to take my spot. Fuck it.
He went back to Montana.
Yeah, that's it. What I need to be in Atlanta for.
Hey.
Troy going to come back like the fucking Terminator. Watch.
I'm so excited.
He's been in the lab. He's been in the hyperbaric chamber.
I'm so excited for the defense next year, bro.
They're going to release Troy ass. He's
going to be ripped. Doom.
Right. Doom. Coming out like Goldberg.
I can't wait. But yeah. No, I mean, this is going to be one of those games where I'm like, I'm going to have it on. I'm going to probably pop a bottle of champagne, you know, be getting ready for Christmas. It's going to be a week early for Christmas, but, you know, ain't never too early to celebrate. We got the tree up with the lights on, you know. I ain't really going to have no stress with this game. Like,
you sound like you're going to be mighty cozy.
Cozy. Comfortable in my skin. Yeah, like, if they struggle with the Panthers,
if they lose to the Panthers,
they're not going to lose. I'll put money on it.
If they lose to the Panthers, they just lost to the pesky Bucks.
Because the Bucks pesky, bro. The Panthers are absolute hot-ass garbage. We're going to blow them out. We're going to beat them by double digits again. I have no concern.
Will Cordero get any touches?
Mm-hmm. Five.
he went under the five projection last week.
We projected eight last week. How? We projected eight last week. They gave his ass three. He the three. Homie. That boy be totin', bro.
What are we doing? It's like we don't even know our own damn personnel, and we see these fucking. This motherfucker been on the team forever. Was he here before Art? It feel like
no. That was Art. That was Art little sleeper pick. They signed. Yeah, they signed.
He's fucking joking.
Yeah, they signed Cordero like April, May. They signed him like late in the free agency.
Wasting his damn time. He wasted all damn year.
Nah, he wasn't healthy. Remember, he wasn't healthy going into the season.
Man, he was healthy in the Saints game. And his ass was healthy on Sunday.
Spurs.
That's only three touches? He can't get more than three?
Come on, man. We throwing the ball.
You can give him six.
We throwing the ball with Desmond Ridder, bro. That is the path to...
Path to a shit.
The path to victory. Damn near. Algier was damn near benched.
So stupid.
How many touches did he get?
Nine. Mm-hmm. No catches. Okay, Bijan 17. Bijan gonna get fed. I don't care about that.
Mm-hmm. They said Bijan 10 carries, seven targets.
Seven targets for Janu. Cordero Hodge, I thought he got one nice one.
Yep. I like the split of the targets. I just don't like how many passes it take to get there. Like, Jonu don't need seven.
And it's almost like it's a lazy target with Ritter targeting Jonnu.
Mm-hmm.
His longest was 9.
Jonnu
got him. How the fuck do you get 7 targets and your longest is 9 yards?
9, bro.
It's bullshit, bro.
Yep. Look at this. So, my dog said 45 yarder to Drake, 36 yarder to Kyle Pitts, 33 yarder to Bijan, 9 to Jonnu.
And Jonnu probably picked that shit up himself.
And then it's like we throwing these bombs, these deep downfield bombs to Scotty Miller like he's Drake London. Like, throw Scotty Miller to space. Let him go. Look at what Tua does for Tyreek. Tyreek ain't Thank never you. Catching no pass downfield in no crowd. That boy just sees cool. the ball go up and just goes to get it.
I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. And then it's like, who do you replace at receiver if you do draft?
Oh, we
Where are these targets going to go to? If you're throwing 7 targets to Jonnu, 7 to Bijan, Lem to Drake. Drake going to have to eat.
Load up the Drake. Yep.
Kyle Pitts is like a terrible a Z.
Yep. No, he's just a move. He a F. He's not even a Y. He a F.
Yeah, he a probably, yeah.
We don't have a Z. That's the problem. We don't got a Z, and we don't have nobody a Z. With no speed. So it's like.
We got fucking Van Jefferson. That's the Z.
Mm-hmm. It was Mac, but Mac. Gross. Mac ain't it. Now Mac not healthy. Scotty Miller only runs 2 routes.
Van Jefferson. Mac be acting like he homeless.
Come on, man. Mac said, I'm about to get this check.
Yeah, that's literally what he came here for.
I don't blame him.
Might as well call that his retirement check. Fooling around here barefoot.
I support every player finessing every team in the NFL, including mine.
Yeah, yours gets the most.
Except for Vic Beasley.
Yours gets the most. I don't want that.
Dang.
Give me some championships. I don't root for sorry teams.
Well, I ain't rooting for a sorry team, but I'm pro player versus a pro owner, bro. Finesse these billionaires.
Not against that.
If they offered me $1 million to go be a gunner right now with Mike Ford, yep. Thank you. I'm out read 3.
Out.
But that mill gonna cash. But no, I think I ain't got nothing for the Panthers, bro. They disheveled. Unorganized. O-line's bad. Defense is decent. They should have put up, we could have put up 30 on them week 1-2. Like, I think Bryce Young is going to have nightmares of Jesse Bates. They're going to try him. I think that's going to be one of those ones where it's like, all right, Bryce, he got you twice week 1. You got to get him back. And he's not going to get him back because they have no receivers to get him back with. This is a team that they just ain't got no heart. Like the Bucks, if you go back and watch that Bucks game, the Bucks was losing that game more than the Panthers were winning that game. But we're capable of the same dumb shit. If Ritter goes out there, throws 2 picks.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking at.
He gets stripped back by Brian Burns. Like, that's what I'm saying. It should.
This fucker is liable to get benched for Taylor Heineke in Carolina.
I don't think so, bro. I think they're going to ride him out. I think they're going to ride him out. Shit, so.
Can we just get this? You know what? I'm ready to just get this season over with. I don't want to deal with no playoffs. Not with this team.
Come on, baby.
You just want your 10 wins.
See?
I don't want to see this team in the playoffs.
You was just talking about we was going to beat the Cowboys last week, boy. Where the smoke at?
I saw it. I left it. Could not stomach it. I can't watch that. Bro, imagine us on a national stage at the Benz getting fucking cooked. In the playoffs, bro. Like, what? We just inviting ourselves to get Joan, bro. Joan the sleeves off our head. Like, bro, like, ain't nobody, man, no.
all summer.
Y'all go sit y'all ass home after y'all beat the Saints. Whatever the fuck y'all do in New Orleans, you beat them at home. So whatever y'all decide to do, because your mind don't be in it when you're supposed to win it. And so now we got to just sit here and just hope that your ass will just do something.
Press it. We go get the Braves beat off us in prime time.
Beat the sleeves, bro. First round. Fuck. Fool. What? You thought you would play? You thought it was a game? These records mean something, fool.
Come on, man. I'll take a little 9-8.
You lost to Tampa? You think you finna beat who in the NFC East?
I can't lie. Mariota beat the Niners, bro. I don't have faith in Ritter.
At all. It's over with.
Yeah.
He lost the whole fan base, except for the delusional fools on X, Twitter.
They still going up, bro. Hell no, bro. He going. No, bro.
Fool. It's like, the same man, ones that can't read cover three.
Man, we're not taking personal shots out of here, but.
No, these are subliminals.
Oh, man. Well, there you have it. If you can't read coverage, don't talk football. I don't make the rules, but them's the rules.
Tell you.
So, hey, let's get into these over-unders, bro. It's I'm going to tell you right now, Falcons win 27-13.
13.
40 points scored.
What are they giving us on this total?
35.
35, mm-hmm. 12 to 13. 25. I'm betting under. Put no point.
Cool game. Cool redemption.
Cool game. Hey, I called the cool game last game. I jinxed him. You said it's not going to be a cool game. You jinxed him.
Hey, baby.
Had faith in my boy. He just shanked him.
I wanted 30 fucking points. You can't get 30 with your kicker kicking all the balls, bro. Damn. We were there, too.
Whore decisions.
Yeah, man. Hey, Brian Burns. All
right, 34 is the point total.
Well, 34 and a half. So, yeah. Over on the 34 and a half.
They're giving me 34 even.
Mm. Okay, so it's moving a little bit. It's coming down. Yeah, I saw 35.
Further and further.
Jeez. They looked at the tape. They said, both these teams hot garbage.
Hit you with the Magic Johnson. I'm not going to be there.
Man, hey, no.
Nah, yeah, bro. 12-13. It's going to be one touchdown. Uh-uh.
Panthers giving up 26 points a game. Falcons are going to score 26. It's going to be 26-13.
Who's going to score these points? Bijan?
Yeah, Drake don't score. Kyle Pitts don't score. Because we don't know how to create in the red zone. So
he's going to go to Janu again, bro.
Janu, Michael Pruitt, Bijan. Nope.
Who's going to score?
Janu, Michael.
This is a contract game.
CP.
We gotta hit the incentives.
CP. They keep it CP. They keeping his snaps at a minimum. That's probably why. Who got hit a minimum? They're not. We're not even good enough to be talking about minimums. They probably gonna feed Drake. We're gonna try and get Drake to 1,000.
That man CP ain't even got 50 touches all season.
Exactly. Bijan got 170.
Fuck, man.
Peep this. Wait. Peep this.
I would be running Cordarrelle Patterson face into the ground, and he would be running his face into the other team.
Dang.
So ridiculous.
Desmond Ridder has 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Bryce Young has 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Biddy. We got Biddy.
Man. Hey.
We've been sitting in the bins looking like them Carolina Panthers fans on that primetime game.
Yeah. I be feeling bad for y'all.
We're going to sit.
So we're going 13-12.
1 point win. Well, on some Raiders Vikings shit.
this is the Jets game all over again, bro. They're giving us, that's the worst part. They're giving us a 67% chance to win the game and are projecting us to win by three.
All right. So we got 34.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out who scores for them. That's the problem.
I've been saying that all season, bro. Adam Thielen.
I think Mingo going to score on some Clark Phillips Moss type shit.
No, boy.
Is Akuda coming back?
Speak highly on Dr. Phillips. that boy ain't nothing to be trifled with.
Hey, man. You know, I rock with him.
Hey, come on.
I just don't like his number. He didn't tell you that number, brother.
I don't care about the number, baby. He's balling.
34, man. It just go to four. Who got four?
That's a good nickel number. Heineke got four. Jesse got three.
He's a little nickel, though, bro. He ain't no big nickel. That's a big nickel. That's like, what was Poole's number? That was Poole?
Yes.
Poole was bigger than him, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, bro, he a rookie. What you expect of him to have? He got options.
He ain't got no options.
He ain't got no options, bro.
He ain't take that threefold.
Yeah, yeah, bro, talk about we'll get a better number. You're going to get what you get.
Yeah, that J-Rock.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, Clark Phillips balling, bro. Yeah, Kuda going to be back. They say everybody's supposed to be back except for Kentavious Street. So,
be Street.
I think, over on the
– Big Street be producing. He be in there fighting, too, big fella.
Hey, over on the Ebby Katie Sacks, 1.5.
Under one.
Ooh, okay. He only gonna get one. He gonna get his hands on.
Yeah, he been playing like some. He played like shit last game. What'd he do?
No, he had him, bro. He had Baker, but Baker got loose.
Motherfucker, didn't I tell you he was gonna do that the whole game?
Yeah, bro. That's what Baker do, bro. Baker vet. We not.
I told you he's slithery. This man Ebiketa is not on. What, he got some hurries?
Yeah, he got hurries. He ain't getting no stats.
Go check that last episode. I told you he's gonna be slipping.
Yeah, bro. I agree with you, bro. Baker be getting out there.
I don't know what it is. It's like he fat.
He's stocky and got.
Yeah, he's a quarterback.
Yeah. He's like, huh! he like Mario, like Super Mario.
Yeah. How is he getting out of it? He broke like 12 sacks.
Yeah, bro. He get loose.
But then they let him throw a strike. That's the stupid shit. Like, y'all don't just fuck this little motherfucker up. All you got to do is just take a flag one time and fuck him up.
Fuck him up.
They don't, bro. They don't.
All right, Draymond.
It's psychology. I will fuck Baker ass up. I'd grab his face mask on some stupid shit. Just, bro. Like, you got to send a message to his dumb ass. No. When I grab your ass, you fall. You break this shit, I'm gonna break your neck. They don't be ready to play too nice. They grabbing him around his waist and shit.
Around his shoulders.
Yeah. Well, if you grab your hand right in your face.
You go grab the opening.
Yeah, bro. This is a division game. This is the last time we seen you this year. You take that and take it into the offseason with yourself.
I'm trying to beat you. I'll see you next year.
Fuck that flag, boy. I will take that flag. He going to get sacked. You do the quarterback dirty every time. Let's send that message, and then he gonna be falling. Them fools ain't used to taking no hits unless they Anthony Richardson. Then you see what the hell happened to him.
That's facts, bro. That is facts. That's one of those ones where it's like, I'm gonna hit you as hard as hell. So when you see me coming, you throwing this ball away.
You throwing it away.
You ain't trying to extend it.
Petting.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm good.
This ain't Cam. This is Baker Mayfield. Give his ass a good dirty lick and see what happens.
But that's why I think they get Bryce, bro. Bryce Biddy, bro. I think they're gonna get their paws on Bryce.
They're gonna get to him. I think Big Street gonna get on his ass. I think them big boys gonna get him.
Nah, Street's out. Street's
you say he's out?
Yeah, they already said Street's out. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's back.
I was just saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, yeah. Next man up. Yeah.
But on your mind,
he shit the bed looking at these numbers.
Yeah, he got caught. He got caught gambling on that deep over the. I mean, the deep corner to Chris Godwin. He got caught gambling. little rookie mm-hmm. mistake, but I ain't mad at that one. That's one of those ones where it's like, yeah, welcome to the NFL.
Get right.
But then Richie goofy ass, how you a man with outside leverage and get beat to the corner by Cade
Otton? By Cade Otton. Otton the book. They went at you. They saw you and said, ooh, cookies. 27.
Corner. 27.
Winner.
For the game. 27.
On the road. First place. He's not going to play. Right, don't worry.
I saw when Baker put that thing up. He put that thing up so softly. I said, oh.
So soft. He threw the pass that Ritter was supposed to throw. I had pressure. You ain't had to throw that shit like that.
Nigga, it's all that space. Just letting him go get it.
You think Ritter ever played basketball?
Yeah.
In Kentucky?
Mm-hmm. Louisville. He played against Jack Harlow. Hey, man.
You got to have
yeah. We're getting a pick. We're getting a pick this week.
Yeah, we'll snatch his little ass. He a rookie still.
Who's going to get it? You think Jesse going to get another one? Ooh, AJ can catch.
That's why he's going to get it. AJ, when last time AJ got a pick?
Probably 3 years ago. Let's look.
Exactly. He going against – he just shut down Mike Evans, and then he about to go against lower talent who thinks that they can run decent routes. And he just shut down a savvy vet. So, I mean, I'm not saying Mike Evans runs decent routes, big body man, but this is different when you're playing younger kids versus the old vet.
Bruh. AJ ain't got a pick since 2021.
That's going to break the streak.
Boy, don't be getting his hands on that ball, bro. He just want to bat it down, bro. He only be looking to catch a pick.
Biddy going to try him.
I think Clark Phillips will get a pick. I think Clark Phillips a D offer. I think it's going to go to interior. I don't think – because Okuda can't catch. AJ can't catch. He's not going to
– He look like King.
Yeah, he's not going to try Jesse. So you're not really going to get much deep. So I think it's just going to be like underneath stuff. Like, one of the ones where it's like slant – behind the receiver type and it hit right into the nickel stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody gonna make a play on the ball. I think Bryce make a mistake because of the pressure.
I can see a fumble. I can see two fumbles.
Andre Smith Jr.
I don't know. Yeah, he a playmaker, bro. He be making plays.
Mm-hmm. He said, I don't know. Let me think about it. Yeah. Dre, shout out Dre.
He feel like he owed off that touchdown that he should have scored.
Mm-hmm. Big Dre Hunt. I like it. So we really rolling 13-12. I'm not letting you off with 13-12.
Fuck out of here.
I'm not letting you out of here with no 13-12, bro.
13-12, fuck him. And a win. It's gonna be all some stupid shit, bro. What's the weather? Let me check the weather.
It's gonna be 46 and sunny.
46 and sunny. Okay, they're gonna put some points on. I like the 26 number you gave. Because it's gonna get to 17 and then field goal.
I fucking hate this shit because you're not wrong.
There's some stupid shit that we dealing with. Like, ain't no fucking way we should be dealing with this dumb shit right now, but we got fucking Desmond Ritter. So.
Press it. Field goal. It might be warm. Oh, no. Ooh. They talk about periods of rain, breezy in the morning, 54 degrees. We're gonna mess around and get a rain game. Ritter's going to fumble the first snap again.
Yeah, bro. It's gonna be like just 16-12. I gotta get 16.
My dog is hard. He said y'all ain't gonna do shit.
I don't think either of them will break 20.
Mm. Damn, bro. Come on now.
All right. I'll be for real. All right. So, honestly, I think we get a burger. I'm going 31. I go 31-14.
Okay. There we go. I was about to say, you ain't, I ain't letting you leave on no 13-12. I ain't letting you go out like that. Uh-uh.
Man.
I ain't letting you go out like that. Come on now. You see the drip. Go ahead and let the people know, man.
Where you, yeah, where I see you, that shit, man. We rocking old school. You know, I stay with the old school joint. You know.
Because of the players ball. All the players game.
You know it. You know it.
So, all right, baby. No hair. Man, hey.
Gangsta vibes.
I ain't gonna let him see up under there yet. He's six.
You got that wee.
Somebody, nah, somebody said I look like Terry one time. I said, damn, y'all call me a wee character to my face.
But yeah, it looked like Elf on the Shelf.
Hey, you see Shirley? You see Shirley back there? Where's Shirley at? Right up.
Oh. Hell no. Nah.
Go ahead, wrap us up, big dog. All
right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an excellent episode of King's Landing. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, brother. Y'all go follow my brother on X, Jared Rise King, up. At @_TheKing_, and follow your boy, Brian King, KingHead57, on all the platforms that you can find.
Keep it clean. Yeah. We gonna get a burger. We getting a burger, baby.
That is in the building.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.